Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. Let's see. I have two movie tickets right here. I'm trying to decide what movie I should go see. Let's see. And I'm trying to decide who I should bring with me. Would any of you like to go to the movies? Talking about movies, what kind of movies do you like to watch? Funny animated films? Or perhaps you prefer serious dramas? Well, today our lesson is titled Holiday Movies. Today's movies are all live action films. James Bond's newest films include Spectre, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and the final movie in the Hunger Games series, Mockingjay Part 2, are out this season. Also out are two very American movies, Creed and I Saw the Light. Of course, some of these movies have been in theaters for a few weeks. Now you can learn how to talk about them in English. I wonder which of those movies I should go see. Well, I'm going to think about it as we get started with today's lesson. Let's go, friends!
Holiday movies. James Bond fans are eager to see 007 in his latest film, Spectre. A curious message from his past leads Bond to a sinister organization. He must discover the truth behind it and shut it down. Star Wars fans have a new film to satisfy them. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. The story takes place 30 years after the Return of the Jedi. Katniss Everdeen returns in The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. Watch Katniss and District 13 revolt against the controlling capital.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点我们看 sinister 这个形容词。Sinister 是指邪恶的或者是有害的。例如 at the end of the movie, the sinister villain was locked up in jail. 这部电影结束的时候这个邪恶的坏蛋被关进牢里。或者是 the sinister stepmother pretended to be an old lady and gave Snow White a poisonous apple. 邪恶的后母假扮成老太太给了白雪公主毒苹果。Sinister 也指不祥的，例如 There's something sinister about the ruined house. 这个废弃的房子有一种不祥的感觉。接下来我们看的是 revolt 这个动词， RE 这个字首有挡回去的意思，所以 revolt 是指反抗或起义。因为它是不及物动词，所以如果要说明对抗谁的话，是用 against 这个介系词。例如 the people revolted against the tyrant and regained their freedom. 人民起义对抗这个暴君并且重获自由。Revolt 也可以当名词，例如 the troops at the front line were in revolt against their commander. 在前线的部队起来反叛他们的指挥官。
Gabe, what are you doing and why are you dressed like that? If I recall, yesterday you were wearing something different.
Yeah, well, Rebecca, today we're learning about James Bond, so obviously I'm dressed like James Bond would. He's got a cool bow tie, he's got a cool jacket and pants. This is James Bond.
Gabe, a slight problem. I don't remember James Bond looking exactly like this. Typically, he wore all black and he had a nice matching bow tie, not what you're wearing.
Right. Well, he is 007. Maybe I can be 008 or 9 or 0010 or something. Well, anyway, Rebecca, I'm eager to talk about this movie that came out last month.
Eager. I like that word eager, Gabe, because I see that right here in our lesson. James Bond fans are eager to see 007 in his latest film, Gabe, I think you are a James Bond fan who is eager to see 007.
Well, it's true. And yes, friends, maybe you have seen this movie, Spectre, because it came out on November 6th. Now, if you haven't seen it, maybe you weren't really that eager to see it. But friends, let's talk about the difference between the word eager and anxious. Anxious is not in our lesson, but let's talk about it. If you're eager to do something, that means you really want to do something and you're expecting to do it. If you're anxious about something, maybe you're kind of expecting it to happen, but you don't necessarily feel good about it. Maybe you're a little nervous about it. There's a little difference between these words.
Right. So, for example, you could say, my dad always gets just a little bit anxious when we don't come home on time. Now, what about eager? Oh, my little brother Joey, he is just a little too eager to eat those cookies.
Very good. Well, what about these words? Maybe you can use them in the same way sometimes, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, I'm anxious to see my grades. I'm a little nervous about seeing them, or I'm eager to see my grades. I'm a little excited about my grades. I think I did a good job. Well, friends, speaking of James Bond, and of course you know his code is 007. Wait, Rebecca, is it 007 or is it 007?
Gabe, the guys in the InfoCloud have something they would like to say about that. So I think I'm a bit eager to see them.
Ah, very good. Let's do that together now.
Don't be too anxious now.
Not too anxious.
Is it ever okay to pronounce the number zero like the letter O? Yes. There are many times when it's acceptable to say O, like in postal zip codes, 90210.
Also in room numbers, I'm in room 502.
What about credit card numbers and phone numbers? Absolutely. 8675309.
And don't forget double agent titles. It's 007, not 007.
Now, as a rule of thumb, we should say zero when discussing things related to math and science.
For example, 2 minus 2 equals 0, not O. And when talking about really cold temperatures, we'll say, last night the temperature dropped to 40 below zero.
Sounds chilly. Now, in sports, there are lots of ways to say zero, like nil, nothing, and zip. So, Ken, what was the score for last night's game?
3-0. Some sports even have their own special words for zero. In tennis, it's love. In cricket, it's duck.
Okay. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a printed zero and an O. That's why computers create zeros with a dot in the middle or a slash through them to help distinguish them on things like airline and train tickets.
零这个数字在英文什么时候可以读 O, 什么时候该读 Zero? 一般来讲只要是用于数学或科学的领域就必须读 Zero, 像 2 minus 2 equals Zero。零下40度是 40 below zero, 不是 O, 但其他的地方基于便利零就可以读 O, 像邮递区号 90210, 电话号码 8675309, 还有 James Bond 的代号 007。在体育赛事零分有好几种讲法，像 nil, nothing, zip, 都是一些很口语的讲法。网球的零分用的是 love 这个字，板球的零分是 duck, 就是零鸭蛋的意思。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Oh, thank you so much, gentlemen. Let's continue learning about Spectre, this 007. We read a curious message from his past leads Bond to a sinister organization. Curious, that's kind of a fun word. If something is curious in this situation, that means it's kind of strange. So a strange message from his past leads him to what? Rebecca.
I'm not Rebecca. I'm Katniss Everdeen.
Rebecca, hold on a second. Did you just put on a leather jacket?
Gabe, I'm not Rebecca. I'm Katniss Everdeen. If you could be James Bond, I can be Katniss.
Okay, fine. Fine, we will talk more about Katniss Everdeen later. Mm-hmm. But we have something else we'd like to talk about here in this next sentence. He must discover the truth behind it and shut it down. James Bond must discover the truth behind an organization and shut it down. What does that phrase mean, the truth behind something?
Ooh, that's a very good question. The truth behind something. Well, that, you just want to know really what happened in a particular situation. So maybe something unexpected happens, and you want to say, I want to find the truth behind what happened. For example, Sandy never figured out the truth behind why her book was removed from the reading list at the local high school.
She never found the truth behind that situation. Or the boy came to school. He didn't have his homework. He said the dog ate it. But the truth behind his story is that he actually just didn't do his homework. Think of other ways you could use that phrase.
And of course, in our lesson, we read about Star Wars. Star Wars fans have a new film to satisfy them. But wait, what's that?
This is the Star Wars ship. Of course, you might be familiar with this picture. The story takes place 30 years after the Return of the Jedi. And of course, Katniss Everdeen returns in The Mockingjay Part 2.
That's right! Watch Katniss and District 13 revolt against the controlling capital. Let's do it!
Well, friends, let's continue learning more about holiday movies right after this. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, we're continuing to learn about holiday movies. I am James Bond. Rebecca is Katniss Everdeen. But Rebecca, I am not just dressed like James Bond. I am armed as James Bond might be with a gun.
Gabe, you aren't the only one armed. I, too, am armed.
All right, friends. It is time for James Bond versus Katniss Everdeen. Here we go.
Ready?
Wait a minute.
I won!
There's no water in this water. Okay. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, you got a point.
Yes, I did. Well, friends, let's continue with our lesson. Here, let's do it again. One more time.
Holiday movies. Almost 40 years ago, the boxing film Rocky captured people's imaginations. Now in Creed, Rocky Balboa becomes trainer to the son of his late friend, Apollo Creed. Country music great Hank Williams is the subject of I Saw the Light. He was only 29 when he died, yet he had a significant influence on 20th century popular music. Don't miss the adventure. Action and laughs at your local movie theater.
OK, 接下来我们看 imagination 这个名词。Imagination 是指想象或幻想。例如 Alaska was vivid in Alex's imagination before he actually went there.Alex 在实际去阿拉斯加之前，这个地方就已经在他的想象中非常的鲜明。Imagination 又指想象力，这个时候它就是不可数名词。例如 ，The writer used her imagination to create a fantasy world。这位作家运用他的想象力创造了一个梦幻的世界。它的动词是 imagine，I-M-A-G-I-N-E。例如 ，Sam can't imagine life without music。Sam 没有办法想象没有音乐的人生。最后我们看的是 late 这个形容词。late 在这里不是指晚的或者迟到的，而是指已故的。例如 ，She gave her late husband's book collection to the public library。她将过世的丈夫的藏书捐给了一家公共图书馆。 late 也指不久前卸任的或者是前任的，例如 the late congressman is now a professor at a university， 这位前任的国会议员现在是一位大学的教授。 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you, Michelle. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, almost 40 years ago, the boxing film Rocky captured people's imaginations. To capture one's imagination is a great phrase for you to know, so we are going to talk about that phrase. If you capture one's imagination, this just means that it interests someone in a lasting way.
That's right. Maybe the story is very interesting.And you can imagine many things from the story. Now, a movie could capture people's imagination, but I often think that books capture people's imaginations in a better way because you don't see the picture. You can imagine everything that is going on.
That's right. Gabe, are you familiar with the story Anne of Green Gables?
Yes, Rebecca.
Well, you know, in that story, there is a character by the name of Anne, and she is a wonderful storyteller.And the way she tells stories really captures one's imagination.
Well, I think that I would love to read a story about Anne of Green Gables and 007, James Bond. That would capture my imagination.
Well, you know, I'm actually still thinking about Katniss Everdeen because, you know, The Mockingjay or The Hunger Games in general, they definitely have captured the imagination of many people.
All right, well, friends, we're talking about different stories that could capture your imagination. There are so many things in life that could capture your imagination, like a song. The Finish Line by Steve Taylor is a song that really captures my imagination. The lyrics just paint a picture in my mind. Maybe you've been to a museum and you see a painting that really captures your imagination.
That's a great example, Gabe.
Thanks.
Of course. Well, continuing on, we read, now in Creed, Rocky Balboa becomes trainer to the son of his late friend Apollo Creed. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next line.
Well, now hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes,
you know,
Gabe.
The actor in Rocky. His name is Sylvester Stallone, very famous actor, and you can see him in this picture. He is training Apollo Creed. He is training, he's training the son of his friend Apollo Creed in this movie. And it does look like an exciting movie. It came out just a couple weeks ago in the United States. Now, let's go on to the next movie.
Okay, now we can move on, friends. Well, we read...Country music, great Hank Williams, is the subject of I Saw the Light. He was only 29 when he died. Wow, that's pretty young. Yet he had a significant influence on 20th century popular music.
Well, Rebecca, I like the way you read that first sentence. Country music, great Hank Williams, he was a great man. I think that we would probably say country music, great Hank Williams. So he was...A singer who was also a music great. Someone who is a great is someone who is wonderful in their field. So he is country music great, Hank Williams.
Excellent, excellent point, Gabe. Well, let's go ahead and continue reading. The very last line of our lesson, we read, don't miss the adventure, action, and laughs at your local movie theater. I really like that phrase, don't miss.If you miss something, that means that you don't do something that you planned or wanted to do. But if you don't miss it, that means you get to do it.
And Rebecca, I believe that we shouldn't miss today's review skit. I think it would be very exciting.
Ooh, of course.
Don't miss the review skit. It's coming up next.
Every year, movie fans get excited when the end of the year rolls around.
Right, the holiday season wouldn't be complete without winter movies.
Oh, and look at this. Here's a list of movies coming to a theater near you.
Ooh, great, I can't wait.
Me either.
I mean, I can't wait to hear the list.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this? The Peanuts movie.
What?Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the gang are coming to the silver screen?
That's right. And they have a mission to complete.
So Sounds fun. What else is there?
The Good Dinosaur. A dinosaur named Arlo and his human friend travel through a mysterious area.
Everybody loves dinosaurs, right?
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Alvin and the Chipmunks are back.
What are they up to this time?
They think that Dave is going to dump them.
Oh, no! Another James Bond movie?
That's right. He needs to shut down a sinister operation.
Ooh, I love James Bond.
And I love Star Wars. The Force Awakens.
Really? Star Wars?
Yes, and Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
Finally, I've been hungry for that one.
And you won't believe it, but Rocky's back.
What? After all these years?
Yes. Oh, wait. Here's one more. I saw the light.
Oh, that must be about Hank Williams. He had a significant influence on 20th century music.
Wow. Get ready for adventure, action, and laughs.
Yeah, coming to theaters near you.
And me.
We're talking about new movies, and I know you won't want to miss Spectre, the new James Bond movie. 007 has to discover the truth behind a sinister organization and try to stop it. And then many of you have been waiting for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Wait no longer. And finally, we get to see Part 2 of The Hunger Games Mockingjay. Katniss and District 7 revolt. If you saw the movie Rocky, you won't want to miss Creed, where Rocky becomes a boxing trainer to the son of a late friend. And if you like country music, then you've probably heard the name Hank Williams. In I Saw the Light, you can catch his story. Laughs, adventure, and action are all waiting for you at the local theater. See you there.
Thanks, Linda. Okay, Katniss Everdeen is here. What can I shoot?
Oh,
let's see.
I know, a dinosaur.
But that's a good dinosaur.
You're right about that. He's here to offer you some popcorn.
Oh, thank you. To enjoy
while you enjoy some holiday movies. Friends, watching movies is a great way to improve your English, too. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Okay.